Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. Today, I want to talk to you about something that can get you in a lot of trouble in your medical sales career. When I say in a lot of trouble, I don't mean trouble like you're going to get arrested and go to jail, but you may rub some of your customers the wrong way. What am I talking about? I'm talking about those situations where you like to show your customer just how much you know. And maybe sometimes by doing that, you put the customer in a defensive situation. Let me give you an example. Many years ago, I had a customer. This was back when I was selling orthopedic implants. I had a customer who was having a problem every time he did a fracture case, nailing a fractured hip. What was happening was the appliance would cut out of the top of the femur. This is not a good thing. For one thing, the fracture doesn't heal, and patients don't feel very good when a metal nail is poking out of top of their femoral head into their acetabulum, that part of the pelvis, the socket part where the ball sits. So Dr. Smith called me into his office, and he was very, very upset. And he said, "Mace, I don't understand what's wrong with your product. You know, I've done thousands of these, and I haven't had a problem until I've done yours." Well, having just come out of training, and of course being an expert on this hip nailing device, I asked Dr. Smith if I could look at the x-rays. And he had his assistant get them and popped them up on the view box. And when I looked at the x-ray, I knew right away that the length of the nail that the doctor was using was too short. So I was trying to think of a delicate way to inform him of this, and I thought I could just ask good questions. So I said, "Dr. Smith, how do you determine the pilot length for the nailing device?" And he said, I beg your pardon? And I said, "You know, Dr. Smith, the distance from the lateral femur to the subchondral bone in the femoral head." He says, Excuse me, Mace, who do you think you're talking to?" And I said, "What?" He said, "Who do you think you're talking to?" He said, "I am a board-certified orthopedic surgeon. You think you could walk into my office and tell me, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, how I should be doing surgery?" And I was pretty dumbfounded. I was stammering. I was saying, "No, Dr. Smith, no, of course not." He said, "Son, you got a lot of nerve coming in here. Now, there is a problem with your product, and I want to talk to someone from your company about fixing it, because my patients are suffering because there is something wrong with your product." Now, I realized something right here at this point in my career, and fortunately, it was early in my career. I realized that no matter how much information I knew about the product, that it was my customer who perceived himself or herself as the expert. And let's think about that for a moment. I was in Dr. Smith's office, but in that office, who was the one with the credentials? Who was the one with the diplomas on the wall from medical school, from finishing residency, and even board certification? As shocking as it was, he was board certified. You see, our customers perceive themselves as experts, and our job is to let them be the experts. Now, I know what you're saying. "Mace, how can you let them be the experts and still communicate with them when you're dealing with someone like Dr. Smith who wouldn't let you communicate the information?" Well, you have to be creative, and you have to ask the right questions. You see, I thought I was asking the right question when I asked about how the doctor did the procedure. But the way I asked the question was to ask him how he measured the pilot length. Now, chances are he didn't know what I was talking about, or he was unfamiliar with the term pilot length. If I would have described it in other terms, maybe he would have gotten it. But at that moment, I think I made him feel a little foolish. And he wanted to show me, or at least remind me, who the person was with the credentials. You see, remember, our customers are experts. And one of the things we have to do is to let them be the expert at all times, even sometimes when they're wrong. This might not make a lot of sense right now if you're new to selling in the medical arena, but in time you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. Let your customers explain to you how they do things and why they do things the way that they do. And then use that information using the same words that they conveyed to you to ask questions and try to get a clearer understanding of what it is they're talking about. And you see, then when you use the information and you discuss it with them, you're using information that they taught to you. Hence, you're allowing them to be the expert. And this helps to build rapport with that practitioner. This sounds like a little thing, but trust me, when you've been doing this for a long time, it will make a lot of sense to you. Thanks so much for joining us today at Medical Sales Guru. I would love to have any input or suggestions on any future podcasts. And remember that no matter what you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.